In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Can you identify with John the Baptist in this situation? After all, who wouldn't be hesitant? The Lord of creation, the Lord of heaven and earth, the Messiah, comes for baptism. John is a powerful proclaimer of the Word of God, calling people to repentance and faith, preaching to perhaps thousands of people, baptizing thousands of people, people coming from the whole area to the Jordan, to the wilderness, to hear him. And then the Messiah comes for baptism. The text tells us that John the Baptist tried to prevent or deter him. But then Jesus responded in love by saying the words of verse 15, "Permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." What we have here is more than just incentive or motivation for ministry. What we have here is power for ministry. Then and now, for John the Baptist, and for us. During this week of Epiphany 1, it is our custom to consider the baptism of our Lord. And no doubt last Sunday you heard or even preached on the baptism of our Lord. This morning I would like to take just a slightly different view as we look at our text, and particularly verse 15, these words, "to fulfill all righteousness." Righteousness. It's a word that comes quite easily to us in English as well as in the Greek. It's one of those words that I've always remembered. Righteousness is not ours by nature. It is not ours by any effort on our part. Righteousness comes from God through Jesus Christ. It comes freely, but not easily. For to fulfill all righteousness, our Lord Jesus Christ first became like us, as St. Paul says, born of a woman, born under the law. And yet, he is not like us because he is without sin. To fulfill all righteousness, this helps us to understand what the incarnation is all about, and particularly the magnitude of the incarnation, that great work that God did when he sent his Son. This helps us to understand what it means that God became man in Jesus Christ. To fulfill all righteousness, our Lord Jesus Christ was baptized. And that event marked the beginning of his earthly ministry, a ministry of love and forgiveness and care, but a ministry that had a straight line to the cross, where there he would die for the sins of all, your sins and my sins. Here, the one who had no sin not only took our sin, but became sin for us. Here, the one who had no sin became yet the greatest sinner of all. But again, Paul reminds us that Jesus Christ triumphed by the cross, triumphed over all our enemies to fulfill all righteousness for us, so that we could have and be the righteousness of God. This same Lord Jesus Christ also empowers our ministry and our mission. Have you ever felt somewhat apprehensive about doing the Lord's work, like I have? Have you ever asked the question, who am I to speak for God? Who am I to administer the holy sacraments? Our minds and mouths and hands have sinned. How can we administer that which is holy and sacred? Jesus fulfilled all righteousness for us. We have been baptized into the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, called apart set apart, separated from the world by the holy triune God. The righteousness of Christ is ours. God chose us. He didn't choose us because we were so good or did such a wonderful job. He chose us because of our need, that desperate need of our sin. He chose us not because of our good deeds, but because of his good and gracious will and love for us. So as we commemorate the baptism of our Lord, we also rejoice in our own baptism, whereby we are made the daughters and sons of God. And we rejoice in our call. Some of us already are called. Some of you are waiting that time. Here we have to remember that once again, God chose us. God sets us apart. God has given us gifts for life in his service to preach and teach the gospel and to administer his holy sacraments. God chose us. And because our Lord Jesus Christ fulfilled all righteousness, today we are invited to the feast that God prepares, a holy and sacred meal, the body and blood of Jesus Christ for us to eat and to drink. Having heard that powerful word of God, God now invites us to come. Come to the meal which he intends for us to have so that we might be nourished. And come to the meal which our Lord intends for us to offer his people so that they might also receive the same nourishment. The body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who came to fulfill all righteousness and to make us his own, equipped for life in his service. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.